desire and interest in your prayers this morning. I'd like to personally be here more than just in body, but in spirit. I'd like you to be here in spirit too. Have a message to share with you today. I trust it's a message of encouragement. I'd like to write the title of it on the board in the form of a question. I've written on the board, "Is God home?" And I'd like to start in the third chapter of Revelation today, in the 20th verse of the third chapter. Maybe we'll just go ahead and read it. Probably most of us could quote it. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Have you ever heard that verse before? Heard that verse a lot of times. We have preached about it, talked about it a lot of times here in this congregation. Lord willing, we'll do so more times. It is a verse that encourages us that Jesus indeed stands at our personal heart's door. And He knocks because He loves us and He cares. It's also a verse that challenges us to be in the place where we can hear the knock of the Lord, so that when we hear the knock, that we're able to open our heart's door and that the Lord can come in and break the bread of life at our table so that we might feed and be nourished by bread from heaven. This morning, however, I have a little different thought that I've been inspired with this past week. And that is, have you ever gone to where you believed the Lord was? And have you knocked on the door of where you thought God was? Because you were seeking God. And you wanted, you went out of your way to go find some bread of life that you felt like you needed and that maybe you were lacking. And so you went where you believed the Lord could be found and you knocked. This says here that Jesus knocked, but how about you went and you knocked, hoping to feel, to see, to hear Jesus, maybe with your senses. And so you went and you knocked. You waited for a moment and nobody came. It felt like nobody came and opened the door. Have you ever been there? You didn't see, you didn't hear, you didn't feel Jesus. I like using illustrations, so if you'll let me, I'm not an artist, but I'll try to show you what's on my heart. Sometimes we go where we believe we can find God. And so we go and we knock at the door of where we believe He is. And when the door doesn't open, well, we've grown up. Most of us have grown up this way. We don't usually just give up when the front door doesn't open. So maybe we go around the side and maybe there's a window. And we look in the windows. God in here? I thought this is where God was. I'll go look. Maybe he just doesn't hear me. I'll get his... Maybe I can see him through the window. So we go and we look through the window, but we don't see God. We don't hear anything in there. And maybe there's a back door. And so we knock at the back door. But we don't hear anything and we don't see anything. And that, well, maybe there's somewhere else I can go. And so we look back here and we find a fire pit back here in the backyard. We think maybe the Lord's where the fire is. So we go around where the fire is, but we don't see anything. We don't feel anything. We don't hear anything. Am I speaking to anybody this morning? Have you ever been there? So where else can I go find God? So maybe you go and you find a tree, and it's a place of quietness. So you go over here and no God, or you don't see, you don't feel, you don't hear. And maybe this whole area, maybe you walk to a boundary somewhere. Maybe the Lord's out on the edge somewhere where I haven't gone. So you go out there, but you don't see and you don't feel and you don't hear God. Well, what does this mean? Sometimes we come to church and we feel like, well, that's where I'm supposed to hear and feel and see God. So we come to church and maybe we're seeking the Lord and yet we just don't feel what it is that we want to feel. And so then maybe we go home and we read the Word, but it just seems like it's just words and it has not given us the fuel that we need. And maybe we spend time in prayer and maybe we go somewhere that's quiet and meditate. Give some quiet time under the tree meditating, and yet it just feels like we're still empty. And then we think, well, maybe it's because there's some works that I need to do. And so we go out to the outside boundaries of maybe where we can call out and reach some other people, and yet we still don't feel with our human feelings, and we don't see with our eyes, and we don't hear with our ears God. And we wonder. We wonder, is God home? Does he hear me? Does he know? Does he care? Life can bring these sorts of feelings and thoughts. Even when you are right where you are supposed to be. It's good to come to the house of the Lord, and that's what we should do. It's good to spend time in meditation. It's good to look for the fire of the Spirit. It's good to spend energy and time with works, sowing seed to those that are on the outside, that we too might be blessed of the Lord. Those are all things that are right that we should be doing. But sometimes, that even when we're doing all that we're supposed to be doing, There are times, because we're human, we were made human from the dust, that we don't always see what we would like to see. We don't always feel what we would like to spiritually feel. Sometimes we listen for the voice of God, and we want so bad to have a special revelation from heaven that's divine, where we go away and we say, I've heard from the Lord. And yet, sometimes in life, we don't. Sometimes we can experience spiritual numbness. You know what it is to be numb? Have you ever felt numb? Have you ever been literally numbed? When you're deadened, then somebody can poke you right there where you're numb, and it doesn't hurt. You don't feel it naturally, normally. There's not a lot of feeling there. And sometimes we can have experiences where we feel spiritually numb, where doing good, just we know we're supposed to do it, we do the things that we believe we're supposed to do, but there's not feelings that come with it, natural feelings that we would otherwise like to feel. Sometimes we can search, but we don't see and we don't hear and we don't feel. Sometimes we can care, but sometimes there's some heavy doses of doubting that goes with our care of what we believe and know to be is right. I believe that this is where we live. I believe that we encounter times of life that are like this, for various reasons. But there is some Bible truth I want to encourage you with. God is ever present. God is aware. God cares. God carries us when we don't even recognize that we're being carried. He sees us when we don't even realize that He's there. Wasn't it Nathanael that He said, I saw you and you were under... Well, you were under the tree. I saw you. But Nathanael didn't see Jesus. But He was there. And He was where the fire is. And God is... He was where you knocked. And He saw you. He saw you knock there. He saw you walk around to the window. He saw you continuing to seek with all of your heart until He would be found, and saw you go back here. He saw you live your life and sow seeds to those that were without, even when you didn't have the feelings in your own heart that you would have liked to have had. But you did it just because you knew that it was the right thing to do, even though the feelings weren't there. And in all of these cases, the Lord saw you. And He was there, and He cares. What is the oft-given advice to those that get lost in the woods? What are people told to do? Say again. Stay right where you are. Just, if you get lost and you're living life and you're not quite sure where to go, just stay put and do the things that you know to do that is right. Go to the house of God. Meditate before the Lord. Seek His Holy Spirit. Sow seeds. But don't start wandering outside into the unknown that you don't know anything about, because you don't see and you don't feel and you don't hear and you feel lost. Stay where you are. Continue to call out for help. Continue to do what you know to do is right, and wait until the ones that have additional resources find you. And that's what the Lord wants us to do too. When we encounter these types of places in life, when you don't feel and you don't hear and you don't see, and I want to encourage each one here with this: don't charge God foolishly. When you find yourself in those places, don't charge God foolishly. Don't say, well, God doesn't care, and He doesn't love me, and He's not a God of love, and the promises they're not true, and I should have just... Be careful. Who was it in the Scriptures that it said didn't charge God foolishly? You remember? Who was it? It was Job. Job looked in front of him and he didn't see Jesus. He looked behind him and he didn't discern God. He looked to his right and he looked to his left, and he looked all around him. And he continued to live like he knew he should live and what he knew was right, even when it felt like that God wasn't home when he came and knocked. He certainly wasn't. Job felt like it is home, but it said he didn't charge God foolishly. And when the time was right, the Lord came on the scene. He was there all the while with Job. He had His hand of protection over Job. And He saw a man that was willing to continue to do what he knew was right, regardless of what came his way. Will a man serve God for naught? Job said. Will a man... Or the verse in Job says that, will a man serve God for naught? If you don't feel and you don't see and you don't hear, will you still serve God? That's a question we should ask ourselves today. In a world that is offering so much. That in a world that has so much for us to see and for us to hear and for us to feel with our hands, and it's all around us and it's appealing and it's drawing us and calling us away, because you can't do both. What will you do? Will I find faith when I return? The Lord asked. Will I find a people that even if they don't hear and they don't see are not able to discern the presence of God, will I find a people that are still willing to serve me because I am God? The scripture said Job did. And we can too. We can do the same thing. And I want to encourage everyone here today, be of the number that is willing to serve God through those places in life where you don't discern God like you would like to be able to discern God. What was it that Jesus said to Thomas in the 20th chapter of John in the 29th verse? He said, blessed are those people that even when they don't see, they still believe. If you can't smell, does it mean there's no aroma? If you can't see, does it really mean that nothing's there? If you can't hear anything, does it mean there's no sound? The answer to all of those questions is no. It doesn't mean that, particularly with God. God holds all dimensions and all senses, including time and space, in His hands. He created it, and He has the ability to work outside and yet still be present. That's the God that we serve. And He wants us to know that. He wants us to internalize that for those times of life where we feel numb and we feel despair and we feel some discouragement and we are experiencing some emptiness and maybe we're discouraged with ourselves and we start to question the whole thing. The Lord wants us to have the truth set in our heart that He is still present and holds all of these things in His hand, whether or not we can see them. Before Abraham was, I am. That's what the scripture says. Speaking of God, before Abraham was, I am. I don't get older. I don't get younger. I am omnipresent. And I care. I care about you. And I want you to believe in me. And I want you to have faith in me. Even when you can't see. I think sometimes it's like the Lord is holding us in His hand. And we're so small and we're so limited in our thinking, and God's so big and He holds us in our hand and we climb up the side of His finger and we look out and we say, is God anywhere? Where's God? I don't know that I see God anywhere. Does He care? And we call out, Lord, do You hear us? Lord, are You here? Oh, I don't know if God is there. And we're looking all out there and all the time. He's holding us in His hand. It's kind of like that story that's told about the twins in the mother's womb. And they're talking to each other and they're saying, well, you think there's anything that's light that has any more light than what we have? I don't know about that. I mean, this is where it's all at. Well, do you think that there's a mom? Do we really have a mom? I don't see her. I don't see my mom. People talk about there's a mom. Is there a mom? Well, I don't know. I don't see her. I call out to her, but I don't know. And all the while, the mom is all around them. And we live life, and the Lord holds us in His hands. I'd like to close with this illustration because it means something to me and it's encouraging to me. I'd like to consider the ant for a minute. An ant is typically, now we won't talk about fire ants. I don't think real positively about fire ants here in the South, but the ant in general is thought of as being a worker and productive. And the scripture says, go learn from the ant, where you look out ahead and you want to do what's right and you want to make preparation and you were busy about your work and your responsibilities. And I hope that as Christians that we can be as the ant, where we're busy about the Father's business, where we come to the house of the Lord and we're busy about giving time to meditate, and it's important to us to feel the fire of the Holy Spirit, and we're busy about sowing seed and going out to the highways and the hedges and the boundaries to share what God has given to us. But you know, as much as we look at the ant and we respect the ant for what it does, when we as human beings look at the ant, it's pretty small. And we stand and we look at what is going on down, all the scurrying and the work and the dedication and trying to do right, and the ant can't see what we see. Has no way of knowing what we know. We see storms coming. We see water flowing the ant's way that could take it out and drown it, but they don't. They don't understand when something gets put in its path and causes it to redirect. They don't recognize it as a foot. They look at it as some big thing that just got in the way of their work, of progress. But they don't recognize it as the foot of a being, of something that is so far above where they are. And as much as we respect the ant, we don't expect the ant to understand what we understand. We don't expect the ant or require the ant what we expect and require of ourselves. I don't know if you all can see this. This is crude. This is a rail car on tracks. And if that little ant is on the rail car, and this rail car is being moved by a locomotive far outside of the understanding of the ant, but if you put the ant on this rail car, it doesn't even know that the rail car is moving. And the little ant, if he could think, and we personify it, and we said, "Ant, you've got a responsibility to get from where you are to heaven." That little ant can scurry around and work on this rail car and maybe make some forward progress, but sometimes it might get tired and it just feels like it can't go anymore. But you know what's happening to the person who's standing out here watching the rail car go by? The ant feels like it has stopped and isn't moving. And in fact, sometimes we in life can feel like that we actually go backwards. And we fall and we stumble. And we feel like we failed. And we go and we try to find God and we can't find God. And we start looking at our own lives and we believe that maybe we've slipped a little bit and we can get discouraged. But to the person, to the being that's out looking at it, do you know what they see? Literally, do you know what they see? they see, if they had really good vision, they see a rail car moving forward. And even when the ant feels like it's moving backwards, it's still moving forward. You following me? By a power and a strength that is way outside of what it can do. And the Lord never asked us to get to heaven all by ourselves. And He knows that there are going to be times where we get tired. He knows there's going to be times where we feel like we slip backwards. But to those that continue to seek, to those that continue to search for the presence of the Lord, whether you feel His presence or not, or see or hear, the Lord is present, and folks, He's carrying us forward, even when you don't feel like it. We're in His hand, and He's doing the heavy lifting, and He's moving, and we're moving around inside something much smaller than what He is about. And sometimes we can tell ourselves that that's the whole thing, and it's not. The Lord, in His love, is carrying us. Folks, stay on board. Stay on board. Don't jump off. Don't give up. Don't feel like that it's a lost cause. If you don't feel and you don't hear and you don't see, you don't discern, it's not time to jump off. It's time to believe. The Lord promises us that if we will continue to knock, if we will continue to knock, there's a verse that says that. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Don't give up. Stay on board. Be still. And know that I am God. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Is God still home? Absolutely, He's still home. Absolutely. Not only is He home, not only is He present, but He is carrying us in His hands. And to those that continue to do what they know to do is right, regardless, those are the people that even when we struggle, those are the ones that will be carried continually forward to that expected end of peace by the grace of God. And so this morning, may the grace of God rest richly upon each one here this morning. Let's be encouraged in Jesus that He is an ever-present, loving Savior that is worthy of serving, regardless, all the way to the end. Amen.